and creating art and raising awareness about consumerism at the same time. Special correspondent Kat Wise visited a husband and wife team in rural Indiana to see how they've pivoted their lives and their livelihoods to focus on this passion. It's part of our arts and culture series, Canvas.
Down a quiet country road near Spencerville, Indiana, you'll come across a farm that doesn't look like others in the area. A different kind of product is cultivated here, art.
Let's go to the studio.
Man, it's cold out.
The colorful home and studio of Lisa Vetter and Paul Seifert and their dog Pinkerton is known as the Art Farm. The married couple, who grew up in nearby Fort Wayne, have turned their farm into an artistic oasis where they create and display their work, clocks, sculptures, jewelry, and more, all made out of found objects they started collecting about 30 years ago.
We both love going to flea markets and junk shops and finding cool stuff.
Vintage stuff.
Vintage stuff. I swear, I said one time, you know, we got to stop buying all this cool stuff or we got to start doing something with it all.
Yeah.
So then we started manipulating it.
Paul, who has a background in engineering, and Lisa, who worked in interior design, began making functional pieces like lamps, which they started selling at art shows in the mid-1990s. Soon, the part-time hobby became a full-time job.
I want to finish working on this pendant that I started here.
Today, Paul and Lisa create new life for old objects in their workshop on the farm, where anything can become art.
Tell me about a piece like this. This is a work in progress, is
yeah.
that right?
For example, I'm at the thrift store and I see this sitting on the shelf. I'm like, oh yeah, that's a skirt. But we've got a lot of old, you know, the old coffee tins and stuff. Look how perfectly that fits
That's a big deal when something fits perfectly.
The connection.
Things gotta fit or they get wobbly. You wanna make art so that it lasts. I want somebody to give it down to their kids and hopefully their kids, so. I just don't want to make art that's just going to be a throwaway.
Preventing things from being thrown away is a big focus of Paul and Lisa's work.
It drives me nuts to see the amount of poor quality, useless stuff being peddled to people. And it has a very short shelf life and then it's just thrown away. It's going into a landfill. Maybe instead of going to Target and buying a new clock, you buy a clock that I made out of all recycled items that no one else will have one like it.
Paul and Lisa take their clocks and other work, with a price range from under $100 to around $1,000, to juried art fairs around the country, where artists are selected through a competitive application process. Art shows have provided a significant portion of their annual sales, but since the pandemic, they've been focusing more on commissions, like a recent one that involved a cello, and pop-up galleries at the farm.
Is it difficult to make a living this way?
If you are not interested in a steady paycheck, it's okay, because you never know. People will ask us that sometimes, you know, do you make a living at this? And I tell people, we make a life. It's the whole package, you know? We're self-employed, we steer the ship.
And I don't know if I'm living in a fantasy world, but it does feel like our whole life, our art and our garden and how we live, it's all the same thing. The art's not separated from the way we live.
How big is your property?
We have 5 acres total.
So during our recent visit, they took me on a tour of their property, including the 160-year-old barn where they store the rig they use when they travel to art fairs.
She runs good. Her name is Agnes.
And when we roll into the show, people know that we're there because no one else is driving in 1977.
Yeah.
Midas mini home.
And I've learned to put cheap beers in my fridge to give to all my artist friends that ask me for a cold beer. Because when you have a rig, your beer's always cold.
Yep.
So you go with the cheap beer.
Oh, yeah. Not the expensive one.
No.
Many of the artists Paul and Lisa have met at shows over the years have become friends, whose art is displayed, along with their own, throughout their restored 1860s farmhouse.
This is a sculpture piece from our friend Ed, who did the mugs that we're using this morning. And this is an artist from Indianapolis. She created this. It's me and Paul. And the little banner, the unforeseen glory of art farming. We were over the moon. We didn't know she was doing this.
You love this piece.
Oh, I love this piece. It's so fun.
Paul and Lisa are trying to spread awareness about consumerism and waste in their community by hosting school groups and art classes that focus on reused materials.
I like the fact that they use found objects and make them live again.
Oh, now these are new.
Sandy Beaver, who lives nearby, is a regular at the art farm and stopped by on a recent evening to check out some of Lisa's new jewelry.
The blue metal in the background is actually building material metal. And then this is recycled license plate.
That's what I like about Lisa's artwork. I know her, I know her quirkiness, and I enjoy that. I want something that means something to me, and her artwork does.
Lisa, I think this piece needs to be green, right?
Paul and Lisa are spending long hours in the workshop these days, creating more art and gearing up for a busy spring and summer on the farm. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm Kat Wise in Spencerville, Indiana.
Love that line, the difference between making a living and making a life.